Thanks for joining us today. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Created to Dream, the six phases God uses to grow your faith. In this series, Pastor Rick helps you recognize and understand the predictable patterns and processes God uses to strengthen your faith and develop your character so you can live the truly extraordinary life He has planned for you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream. This life-changing book will help you discover and live out the amazing dream God has just for you. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called God's Dream for Your Life.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our study of the six phases of faith. Now, in the last session, I just gave you an overview of all six different phases that you'll go through time and time again throughout your life. In this session, we're going to begin focusing on each phase one at a time. And of course, the first phase, as I mentioned last time, is the dream phase. You've got to get God's dream for your life because your dream determines your destiny and your dream determines your dignity. How you feel about yourself. If you don't have a dream for your life right now, you probably just feel like you're just existing. Why am I here? Why do I get up in the morning? Why do I go to work? You know, what is the purpose of my life? No dream means no esteem. But when you get God's dream for your life and you begin to fulfill the plan for which He made you, then you feel good about yourself. Nothing is more important after coming to know Jesus Christ than to get God's dream for your life. It's the reason you exist. It's your purpose for living. When you don't have it, you just kind of drift around without a dream. You see, it's only when you discover why God made you and what He wants you to do with your life that life makes sense. Now, the Bible says this in Jeremiah 29:11. God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Now, God's dream for your life is, first of all, personal. In other words, it's a dream for you. It's not just a plan for the whole world, but it is unique. It's custom made. It's a personal plan for your life. Not only is it personal, it's positive. He says it will give you hope. How do I get God's dream for my life? Well, I want you to write these five statements down. And you can think of it in the word acrostic, D-R-E-A-M. The D in dream stands for dedicate. I dedicate my life to God. In other words, you've got to be willing to do whatever God wants you to do even before He tells you what He wants you to do. The Bible says this, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to His service. Don't conform yourselves to the standards of this world. In other words, don't let the other people around you determine God's dream for your life. Let God transform you. Then you'll be able to know the will of God. That's God's dream for your life. What is good and pleasing to Him and is perfect. Notice God's dream for your life is good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect. And if you commit yourself, you dedicate yourself, you offer yourself as a living sacrifice, then you're going to know God's dream. You're going to know His will for your life. In fact, I want to tell you this. You can't miss God's dream if you're seriously committed to God, if you're dedicated to Him. Now, what is God's will like? Well, let's look at it in a little bit more detail. It's good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect. Perfect in the Greek there means it fits. It means it fits me perfectly. It matches me. It's what I want to be. It's what I ought to be. It's what I could be. It's what I should be. How do I discover that dream? Well, the Bible says you offer yourself. That means you dedicate every part of you. I dedicate my time. I dedicate my talents. I dedicate my treasure. I dedicate my relationships. I give Him my past. I give Him my present. I give Him my future. Now, if you don't take this step, the D in dream of dedicate myself completely to God, if you don't do this, you're never going to discover God's dream for your life. Now notice the rest of that verse in Romans 12 says, don't conform to the standards of this world. Now what does that mean? Why does he throw that in there while he's telling me about God's dream? It's because most people miss God's dream because they're not looking at as God sees it. They're looking as everybody else sees it. They're looking as the world looks at life. And they become a carbon copy of somebody else instead of becoming what God made them to be. You see, the number one reason people miss God's dream is because they're busy trying to fit in with other people. They're trying to fulfill other people's dreams instead of God's dream. God's dream for your life is not what other people want you to do with your life. It's what He wants you to do with your life. And if you want to get serious about what God's dream is for your life, then you're going to have to decide that if you're going to settle for the good God has for your life, then you can't settle for second best. What's second best? All these other things in the world. The rat race or God's race? Materialism or ministry? Serving God or serving myself? Living for Him or living for me? Hebrews 12:1 says, let us strip off anything that slows us down or holds us back. And let us run with patience the particular, notice that word, the particular race that God has set before us. I love that in the Living Bible. God has a particular life course. It's unique just for you to run. It's your life mission. It's your dream. It's your purpose. And if you're always looking at other people when you're running that race, you're going to end up trying to run their race, or you're going to get tripped up. You're going to listen to people in the stands, the cheers and the jeers or the strokes or the pokes, and you're going to miss God's particular race for you to run. By the way, that race, nobody else can run it. And if you don't be what God made you to be, nobody's going to be you. And if you don't be you, then that will not ever get done in the world, because God created you to be you. So the first thing you do is you dedicate your life to God. God, I give you it all. Anytime, anywhere, any place, everything, all I have. Paul said it like this in Acts chapter 20, my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus. That's God's dream. Now, the R in dream means reserve. First, I dedicate my life completely to God. Then R, I reserve time alone with God. You cannot get God's dream unless you spend time with God. You have to be quiet in order to hear God speak. The reason why we don't hear God speak is we're tuned into everything else. If you want God's vision, you're going to have to turn off the television. You can't listen to God and reruns at the same time. The reasons why God may never speak to you is because you're never quiet. There's always something going on. The circuits are busy. What you have to do is you have to reserve time alone with God so He can get a word in edgewise. We call this a daily quiet time. The Bible says it like this. Pause a moment and listen. Consider the wonderful things God does. I love that in Job 37. It's in today's English version. God wants to spend time with you. Why don't you want to spend time with Him? It's pretty amazing when you think about it. God says, I want to spend time with you. I want you to pause. I want you to be quiet. I want you to get alone. And I want you to learn solitude so I can talk with you. If you never get alone with God, if you're only with God in a crowd, you're not going to have much of a relationship with Him. Now, is God's dream for your life worth, let's say, a day of your life? Well, of course it is. Have you ever taken an entire day and done nothing but be alone with God? Most people in the world have never done that. They've never spent an entire day. Don't you think it would be worthwhile to spend an entire day to figure out what God wants you to do for the rest of your days? And you let God talk to you through the Bible, and you relax, and you think, and you be quiet, and you listen, and you write down your thoughts that He puts in your mind, and you set some goals, and you look through your schedule, and you say, what's important, what's not important? You set some priorities. I want to encourage you to do this. I want you to reserve a time alone with God. I want you to get alone with God and spend a day with Him saying, God, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to be? What direction do you want my feet headed? And you think you don't have time for this? Let me tell you, you don't have time to try to figure out why you're here on earth? I don't think so. This is the most important thing that you need to know next to knowing Christ himself. I've learned that God speaks to people who take time to listen. And by the way, it's not a one-time shot. It needs to be a regular occurrence. I would suggest you start with a day of quietness with God, but then have a daily quiet time, even if it's just 5-10 minutes a day. You reserve time with God. Now, the E in discovering God's dream for your life is evaluate. I evaluate my abilities. You know, if you want to know God's will, you got to look at what you're good at. Why would God give you certain gifts and abilities and talents and then not use them? I mean, that'd be a total waste. You see, God gives you talents and he gives you these abilities and gifts and experiences. We call it shape, how God shaped you. It's a certain kind of personal bent involving your personality and your experiences and all that makes you you. When you look at your shape, these things, it gives you direction as to where you should go. Why would God, as I said, give you spiritual gifts and heart, ability, personality, experiences, and not use them? So you need to ask questions like, what am I good at? What do I love to do? What is my passion? What gets me going in the morning? And then you look at what other people say about you. What is it that other people affirm in you? Because oftentimes people see things and you can't see in yourself. And you ask yourself, God, how could you use this ability in your kingdom? The Bible says in Ephesians 2:10, I love this in the New English Bible, we are God's handiwork. The word there in Greek is actually the word poema. We get the word poem from it. We're God's poem. We're God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to devote ourselves, listen, to the good deeds for which God has designed us. You were designed for good deeds. And as I said, this word, handiwork, means poem. You are a work of art. You are unique. There's nobody like you in the world. You have a unique thumbprint, eye print, voice print, footprint, heartbeat. You didn't come off an assembly line, and God made you for a purpose. He's never made anything without a purpose. So God says that these abilities help point the way to what he wants you to do with your life. They're signposts. God says this in 1 Peter 4:10. God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help others. In other words, we are to use our gifts for the benefit of others, and they are to use their gifts for the benefit of us. And this is called ministry. You are saved to serve. Using your talents and using your gifts to help other people is called ministry. And true fulfillment comes from being what God meant you to be. So your dream, I guarantee you, is going to involve something that helps other people.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. You can get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day when you go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free daily devotional. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, God has a dream for your life that's far bigger than anything you could ever dream or think up on your own. If you want to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life, you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Would you like to live an extraordinary life? One where you make a lasting contribution that serves God and blesses others? A life where you use all your skills and abilities and talents to pursue your dreams? Well, guess what? God wants you to live that life. In fact, he created you to live a life of significance as you pursue the dream that God has placed in your heart. But you know, a lot of people get bogged down and discouraged before they ever reach their dream. They can't understand why there are delays and difficulties, and so they doubt their dream, and they even doubt God. That's why I've written a new book called Created to Dream, The 6 Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. It explains the process that God uses to deepen your faith as he moves you step by step closer to the dream he's given you. And when you understand these 6 phases of faith, you'll be able to see what God is doing. You go, oh, I get it. I understand what he's doing. You'll be able to say, right now I'm in phase 4 or phase 6 or phase 2 of God's process. This is going to keep you encouraged and hopeful when you hit obstacles and suffer setbacks that are inevitable
in moving toward your dream, and it'll help you cooperate with God's plan to grow your faith as you fulfill your dream. You're going to begin to live an extraordinary life. You know, the truth is, we're all just ordinary people. But when ordinary people pursue the dream God has for their life, they become extraordinary. God's inviting you to pursue the dream He's put in your heart. Let me help you do that. Let me help you learn more about that. I'd like to send you a copy of Created to Dream, the 6 phases God uses to grow your faith. When you give a gift today to help Daily Hope, share the hope of Jesus with people around the world. Thank you for your partnership in this worldwide ministry.
Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's Word to the whole world, we'll send you 2 copies of this life-changing new book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.